This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Guardiola moves to another team. I'll finally accept that he's probably the best coach to ever coach the game. It's because he's in Man City right now. I'm just not going to say that.
Move to a smaller team.
No, just move anywhere. Anywhere that is not Man City, Arsenal, or Liverpool, then I can say you're the best coach. As of now, my tongue is tied. I can't say he's the best coach ever because I have ties to Guardiola. Is great.
Hey guys, welcome to a new episode of Five Aside. It's your boy Chidalo. Today I have Ugo with me as a brand new guest, Man U fan.
Yes, sir. Man U is our second team.
That's a real thing, though. I'll be finding, even though I feel like Arsenal fans are split, but a lot of Arsenal fans be
Barcelona
fans.
Our own is because we do business with Real Madrid a lot. So giving them Van Nistelrooy, Beckham and Co and Ronaldo. You guys are like Stockholm Syndrome. When you play Barcelona, they used to give you like 5-1.
No lies, Sha. If I really deep them, I actually feel like Arsenal fans should actually detest Barcelona.
Guy, yes.
But I don't, personally, my own name is Stockholm Syndrome. I'll speak for myself. I think it's mostly because of Henry. Henry was my favorite player. He left Arsenal for Barcelona. I actually felt like I was not a Barcelona fan, but when we now met them later on, I was supporting Arsenal. I was like, yeah, I'm an Arsenal fan for sure. Like, no need. Mine was Henry and style of play. I think now I'm more balanced, but like growing up, I was more like pro attacking football, Carmona. To me, Arsenal winger ball, that was my shit. Like, I've always been very biased towards like heavy attacking position football, like right from time when Brazil, Arsenal.
That makes sense.
That's why whenever Barca played Madrid, whenever Madrid won, I don't understand how they won. I was among the guys like, God, how can you miss so many chances and still lose the game? That's why I also did not like Ferguson.
Man.
Man, you just asked now this 07, 08, bro.
My experience, we use the Windows matches, man.
Yeah, it's now, Sha, being
I hate Barcelona. So what's Barcelona showed me in Champions League final? Like two in 3 years or more. He made me hate that team with a passion. I hated them. Convincing wins in Champions League final twice.
We're not the few Arsenal Madrid fans.
That's a good combo.
Those Arsenal fans, they will support Barca.
Mm-hmm. That's a great combo right there. You really see Arsenal Madrid.
Anyway, we'll start from Crystal Palace versus Brentford. This is, normally I would actually talk about them, but I feel like. So, I actually really, really rate Crystal Palace for some reason, despite the fact they've lost 4 in a row. I know that's... But they won their last game, though, versus...
Brentford 2-0,
I low-key actually have them peeping, like, whatever position anybody has Newcastle has, whether it's top six, whatever, I feel like Crystal Palace take their place. I have these guys finishing, like, if not top eight, not like ninth.
Do you see them making Europe?
I don't know, man. I think so. I think they can.
They really actually can.
I think they actually can. They are a proper outfit, to be honest. Today's game kind of showed me. I think you beat most teams around their level. I think that might actually help them push them up to that 6th, 7th, 8th. If some other teams are not careful, like Tottenham. I don't know what's going on with Tottenham. I feel like those players, like, they are playing well. They're actually playing well. But maybe I'm just seeing things. But I don't think they're actually enjoying their ball.
That's the main thing. I don't even think Tottenham players like each other. First of all, I think they have problems with each other personally. And then with the coach, with Thomas Frank.
Yeah, we'll go talk about them, Sha. But Palace, where do you have Palace finishing this season?
At first, I had them finishing like 11th. Because I don't know about the depth of that squad. But then if this the first 11 and then like the first 14, that's always that the first 14, if they can stay fit, 11 and then 3 subs, they can definitely finish top 7, top 8. They can finish 7th or 8th for sure.
Because even the game against Arsenal, I know we won.
Mm-hmm.
I don't lie, I was kind of stressed out. I think it's actually that game that the Newcastle game kind of so that game, that Crystal Palace game, my feeling in terms of like, okay, no matter what happens, if we don't win this title this season, it's crazy.
This is the first time I'm actually thinking that Arsenal might win the league. Like, even that year that you guys were ahead by 11 points or whatever. Back of my mind, I just felt like that, man. Some people, it's Arsenal, man.
I agree.
This year, the way you guys are locking down anything, 1-0, lockdown, I feel like, you guys have figured it out.
Yeah, that first season, we are playing swashbuckling soccer, but like, we predicted Arsenal, even going for the title, that's in prior. Everybody knew deep down that City was a better team.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a matter of us finding a way to stay first that time.
Bam.
But this is a different feeling this season because we've come second 3 times in a row, so like we're no longer a surprise.
But Arsenal can score one goal in 10 minutes and that's all they need to carry that 3 points. Arteta has realized that all this pretty football, you don't really need it like that, man. Just get the win and then be going.
That's lockdown football. But now so it's Palace and Newcastle that made me more convinced. I'm like, okay, even though it's just like 10 games, that's it. But Palace is a very good team. I don't think they're losing to many teams this season. And Newcastle, I have them around the same level now. Like, you know that Newcastle is like just under the elite.
I have
Palace there and maybe Bournemouth. Even
Newcastle, Tottenham, those are just creeping under the main teams.
We will enter the next team that is supposed to be around the Crystal Palace level, Aston Villa versus Liverpool. Do you think Liverpool is back?
I don't feel like Aston Villa played a good enough game for me to use that game to judge how Liverpool is going to go this season. I don't know. I feel like Liverpool might not even finish top 4 this season.
You don't think we will finish top 4?
I don't think they finish top 4, bro.
A brave man, no.
Maybe it's bias or the hate of Liverpool, but I hope they don't finish top 4. But my top 4 right now is Arsenal, Man City. I don't want to put United in there yet.
Speak with your heart. It's okay.
But I feel like United might just creep into that top 4, sure.
You have Arsenal, City, Liverpool, Arsenal, City, United.
Yeah, let me see who my fourth is. I think it's too late for Tottenham. It might be Chelsea, to be honest. It might be Chelsea.
Arsenal, City, Chelsea?
Arsenal, City, United, Chelsea.
You have United third.
I feel like something's going to happen during that period of December to right before AFCON that's going to solidify us in this title race. And then after AFCON, hopefully one of my players, either Mbeumo or Ahmad, win AFCON. So they'll come back with ginger.
For AFCON. AFCON, how many months?
Guy, my whole right side is gone.
If AFCON starts, even if you guys are actually trying to go for top three, I thought that would actually affect you guys. Because Mbeumo and the Ahmad,
man,
very important part of that right-sided, like, part of Man U's team.
Let's see what happens in this transfer window, this Christmas window.
What do we do? For Liverpool, they played really well today. I can't lie. And I just can't ignore their very deep talent. Especially, I mean, Isak, nobody really knows how you perform for Liverpool as a whole. Maybe it's like this season. I think he'll come good eventually, but maybe not this season. But as long as Ekitike is balling, I mean, he didn't really ball out today, Sha. Sorry, yesterday, Sha. But
zero shots.
Yeah, he's winning. And they had most of their, like, club, you know, veterans out in the field. I agree. I don't think they really balled out. I think Villa was just very weird. And that their insistence on playing from the back, because I think all the goals came from mistakes from their defense.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah. So
Martinez was working for them yesterday, man.
Yeah, but Liverpool's press was way more consistent and energy levels was there. Salah probably had his best game this season, to be honest.
Yeah.
So at least it's just one game, but they looked better than previous games.
Man, I don't know what happened, but they've been looking, before this last game, they just won, they've been looking so bad. It's been crazy to watch Liverpool like that. It's been refreshing, Sha. I love it.
Yeah, of course, I can't complain. One thing I would still say still looks like they're struggling with, Mike Rogers, anyway, it's Rogers, though. Morgan Rogers is a baller. He still kept finding those spaces. I feel like they could have scored one or two.
I think they would have scored
two if they were more clinical. Emery, I don't know why. I actually thought after the first half they had that at least they'll start going over Liverpool's press. I best to stay stubborn and they punished him.
That's true, sure.
I really can't.
Where's Aston Villa now? Aston Villa is bottom five now. Where are they?
Five?
Are they? Or is it West Ham I'm thinking about? Where's Aston Villa on the table?
So Villa is 11th.
Okay. So where is West Ham that is 18th? Okay, yeah.
West Ham is 18th. But Liverpool will be there. Top four, I think. I'll be very shocked. If they're not top four, I'll be shocked.
Watch. I love the way this league is setting up this season. And if you can win and go straight to second, you can lose and drop to like 10th. Don't worry.
Well, Salah scored his 250th goal for the club, apparently. Gravenberch scored. And I don't know if this is a resurgence or just, you know, Villa being ass, but we'll see.
This is Arne Slot's first proper season with his own players, you know, the ones that he chose to buy. So let's see if he bought, you know, the right players for the league. Because so far, Ekitike good. Vets needs more time. As of now, he's looking for Gazi under the lights. Who else did this guy purchase? Isak. I can't blame Isak. Isak didn't have a preseason. But then, you're a professional footballer. At some point, you're supposed to, you've been doing this your whole life, like preseason or no preseason. There are some things you just don't forget how to do. So, I don't know, man. I don't know about Isak.
I see where it's coming good eventually. Isak will ball. His biggest challenge might actually be top playing a Kitiki.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If injury does not affect him, I see him actually going from strength to strength.
Probably thought in the back of his mind, him coming here, that position is secured for him.
Ekitike is helping keep Bundesliga respect intact because
I said bad stuff about Bundesliga.
West best game actually came against Bundesliga opponents in Champions League.
Oh my God. But how much did you buy that guy for?
Brett, that's like 120, right?
Thank God.
You know you ball, Sha. I see this thing. I see the idea.
Maybe Isak might start his own bowling after this December break. Let's see what happens.
The main idea, but let's leave Liverpool will be fine. They spend too much money, and whatever happens, I know they won't sack slots, so they'll be all right. Maybe this can be an offseason for them. And this club used to have its own offseasons too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the main idea, but Tottenham versus Chelsea. I know mm-hmm. you mentioned Thomas Frank earlier. This guy, Xavi Simons, bro, the only time I've ever seen Xavi Simons actually play well is in YouTube comps when he was like 13, 12 years old. I've heard about this guy, PSG, Barcelona. I've watched this guy in Leipzig several times in the Champs and in their game versus Bayern. And now in the Prem, I don't know what's so special about him. Like, okay, sometimes some of his touches look like, okay, maybe I get, but then nothing ever comes out of it. It kind of reminds me of a. In fact, I feel.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
I feel like Thiago Alcantara was being called, they called that guy idea, but I feel like they were unfair.
That guy was actually great. Not great, he was good. He was really good.
I think Xavi Simons is the real idea, boy. I think people have fallen in love with the concept
of what they think he can do.
Yeah, what they think he can do. I've never ever seen it like
in game, like what he actually does.
Nothing. I know he got away with that very fugazi assist in the first game or so.
I was about to say he had an all right first game, but 90 minutes, see what he did. Like, come on.
Nothing. He just be floating around the pitch, losing the ball and just giving us first touch and nothing from the first touch.
For some strange reason, they give him so much freedom. Like
nothing. Even for Holland as well, I've never seen him do anything reasonable, honestly. Because I remember when they made the buy, I was seeing a lot of like Tottenham fans saying, "Yeah, we got the real deal. Javis not better than Eze. Yeah, we got the real deal.
That's crazy combat. Yeah, there's no way. There's no world in which is better than Iberici. Yeah, I'm sorry." There's no word. Xavi Simons is better than Iberici, is he?
Yeah, Tottenham did not show up against Chelsea at all.
Bro.
Tottenham... Now, because of Tottenham, we're not getting Caicedo for Ballon d'Or shout, man. Like,
Chelsea could have had at least three in that match, but three or four in that match. Chelsea, Gittins missed one crazy sitter like this. I mean, two. Chelsea could have had way more in that match.
Yeah, maybe they ask, because I know their record against Chelsea is terrible. Like, it's nothing to write them about.
But at home, you don't even score one goal.
And even given their form before coming to this game, because it's not like they were having bad form. They're actually pretty, they are pretty decent. Their form was pretty decent. They were like top three in the league before coming to this game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I expected way more from them. And did you see, like, towards the end of the game where these guys refused to shake their manager? This guy with the wisdom, welcome to my penitentiary. That dude.
Ooh. Pedro.
Spence.
Yeah? Poro.
Spence now.
Oh, Jed.
After every game, welcome to my penitentiary.
Wait, he won't do Cucurella's from team for there.
Nah, Tottenham did not show up. And also not shaky your mind. That's disrespectful. Me, I was even paring for.
The funny thing is that back in the day, if that thing happened in like the Ferguson Wenger era, guy, that player, you will even see them the next match. I'm sure this Jed Spence is going to start next game.
I was very disappointed when Thomas Frank came out and was like, "Yeah, this is, you know, that's a non-issue. They've been playing really well. Yeah, they've had pretty good season." Like, guy, I just hope you're just saying it for the press because that's disrespectful. Like, you don't.
Oh, they questioned him on it.
Yeah.
Ah.
That was pretty much his response.
My dude.
That was very disrespectful. Like, how would you? They literally aired this guy. Like,
and they can't do it like this. Like,
I was
expensive. Like, it's like, what is what talking about, man?
I'm like, no, you don't do that. Come on, no matter how pissed you are, like that kind of like, I'm starting to read a lot into that. Like, does he actually have the respect of the dressing room? Because I'm now using that to like, okay, see their performance. Mm-hmm. It lacked energy. It lacked any sort of like verve.
You don't want to play for him anymore.
Rubbish. It lacked energy. Literally. Like, I didn't see anything. They didn't even look like they wanted to be there. I'm like, are they scared of Chelsea? Or maybe they don't really like the coach's tactics or whatnot. But I know that
it seems like it.
Tottenham is a very less good full throttle attack kind of team. Like, I know they fell in love with Ange and like Pochettino back in the days. So they love attacking football. So I'm wondering if that's playing into what we are seeing there. Whether maybe I'm reading too much into it, but I genuinely think that there's something there in terms of the players not really enjoying their football on the front because it's very structured and rigid. He's a very, very detailed coach.
Yep.
Might be something that they are not really used to. They don't like.
Trouble in paradise, yep.
Yeah, because what do you mean that, guy, look, let's even say that maybe they feel they should have done better against Chelsea. It's fucking Chelsea. I know they win there normally.
When was the last time you guys beat Chelsea, man?
Like, it's not like the arguing there, the voice now be blanking your coach on top.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, that looked very, very weird.
And you've had a good season prior to this, so it doesn't make any. It's not as if the guy's been doing rubbish the whole season.
Mm-hmm. And like, they were like top three, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Man came from 15th, I mean, like 18th, 17th to previous season.
Whatever man you were, they were one position lower than us. I think we were 15th, so they must have been 16th last season.
Yeah. So that's, you can't be forming Mugabe on top this thing.
Like, you haven't achieved it. The only thing you've achieved is one Europa League. Like, that's the last. So, one more. If they don't want Thomas Frank, I won't mind Thomas Frank at Old Trafford, shall I? I won't mind that. So.
When Amorim's on this thing.
I beg.
Amorim is looking like Fergio these days.
Fergio. Don't piss me off.
Dude, I think Chelsea bowled. I won't say they bowled out, but they played pretty well. They deserve their win for sure. Tottenham were quite shy. And Caicedo is really, really playing well. Definitely top three midfielders probably in the world right now, in the Prem at least.
There's also something about the way he plays, but that I don't know why it's starting to sit with me better now, but before I didn't used to rate him as a midfielder. It was like too gra.
I saw him as a shin kicker earlier on, but I still see more. I mean, he can pass the ball and he's also pretty set under pressure. Sometimes he might need to calm down the gra because he can accumulate cards, but he's really good.
He really had a great game yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
Amazing game.
He was responding to Declan Rice's performance, I guess.
Declan Rice said if he go forward.
Let me talk.
Declan Rice, no fee, do advancing pass.
What do you mean? I think it's probably our most, so far statistically, it's one of our most forward passers this season. Yo, put some respect to my boys. Complete midfielder, but let's not digress. Caicedo bowled out, and I think he supplied the pass to Yao Pedro, if if I'm correct.
Yeah. Took the goalkeeper with him, took a defender with him, squared the ball. That guy is a smart footballer, man.
He is.
He's a smart footballer.
But yeah, I wonder why Chelsea doesn't start like Estevao, because every time he comes in, like,
you can see what he can do.
What he can do. I see tempo increases a little bit.
Even that Garnacho that he starts, he pisses me off the start, that guy. That guy is not good.
Is that from a Man U fan perspective?
No, just from a football perspective, I just feel like he's too limited. You know what Garnacho has in his locker. You know the same skill set he has. The skill set doesn't change. What he wants to do, it doesn't change. I don't know. Like, I feel like Maresca sees this. That's why I haven't seen a match that Garnacho finished, that he played the full 90. I feel like 15 minutes in, everybody has figured out how to mark him, and then you have to hook him now, because it's not going to work again.
You see that? What I see from him most is energy. Can't I? He has energy, and he always like putting, you know, 110%. But
the best thing about him is finding space. Like, that's, he knows how to be free. I don't know how he does it, but he's always making a nice run in behind or something. You have to have possession for those things to matter. So if you're not helping your team win possession, all those entry space, you're doing it for yourself.
I know a lot of Chelsea fans don't really rate their defense, but yesterday they looked pretty solid. And I think the game, before the Sunderland game, they also looked pretty solid too.
Yeah, there's this Nigerian boy that plays there. I've forgotten his name. Tosin or is one of that guy like this, man? Let me see.
I know their starting defense backline yesterday was on Cucurella, Chaloba, Fofana, and Malogusto.
Yeah, these two guys, Tosin, Adai Rabio, and then Josh Achempong.
Oh yeah, Achempong. The games I've seen, he impressed me. So he's like carrying the ball out of defense. He's really good and strong too.
They said apparently he started as a midfielder, so it makes sense why he has that type of technicality.
Yeah. I don't think Rich James had his best game yesterday, Sha. But I mean, you know what he can do. I think they played in the midfield.
They play, yeah. Him and Caicedo double pivot with what's that boy's name? Enzo in front of them.
Anyway, where would you place Caicedo in your top three? Nah, I don't think I have my top three midfielders maybe in Premier League. Okay, top three midfielders in Premier League.
Oh, this season.
Yeah.
This season, top three midfielders in Premier League. Who has impressed me in the midfielders?
Is it that hard, guy?
Quite hard, dude. It's quite hard because Caicedo has been having a great. He might be number. I don't want to give him number one. Who would I give number one? I'll give Caicedo number one. Number two. I'll either give it to Adam Wharton of Crystal Palace or...
Adam Wharton?
He's been having a good season too, man.
Okay, yeah.
I don't want to say who and who has been having a good season, but Casemiro has been having a good season. I'm going to keep that one to the side, but based on this season, Casemiro has been having a good season, yeah.
So you have Casemiro as number three?
I'm not saying he has been having a good season. Let me see my other two first. If I don't have a third, then I'll put Casemiro in. I feel like I'm forgetting somebody. I don't want to give Declan Rice that position, man. It has crossed my mind like 5 times.
This guy.
The name has just passed my head like 5 times. I was trying to say no, I'll beg somebody else.
Hey, good.
I'll give it to Declan for now. I'll give it to Declan number two. Caicedo won Declan two. But these are for sixes. These are for top three sixes. Caicedo, Declan, and then I'll give it to Casemiro number three. As for sixes as of now.
Bruh, anyway, shit. You're hitting on my boy. At least according to who scored .com, whatever that means. Right, highest rated midfielder in the Premier League so far. But I'm not gonna lie, I think Caicedo is definitely top three.
Yeah, having a good season.
I'll have Rice as number one for sure, as expected. Maybe I'm biased, maybe I'm not.
Who's your number three?
Number two, because I say do. And number three. It's between Watson and my boy Zubimendi.
Zubimendi is
having a very good season. And yeah. I feel like guys are not putting some respect to his name, maybe because of Rice, but he's actually playing well. That's 6 points.
But now, how many chances does your midfield create in game that are not from set pieces?
Set pieces are part of the game, guy.
Yeah, no. Let's just because it's only one person taking the set piece.
Rice and Saka.
Okay, exactly. So now, how much does Zubimendi do in the 90 to create chances?
He creates some. You can look at his numbers. We actually created. Well, first of all, part of the reason we're actually getting set pieces is because we're bombarding the opposition 18.
I can never not keep people for scoring set piece goals. If my team could do it, I'll tell them to do it every time of the week. So it just happened to us now, and it's annoying me. It's not my team.
I think we also control games. I think we purposely. Which is kind of, I think that's probably why Yorkshire doesn't get so much scoring opportunities, like this, similar to how Haaland this season is getting. I think City's style of play has changed a bit, basically causing chaos in the midfield to create more transition situations.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're having them having like 50% possession in a lot of their games, which is crazy for Manchester City. Arsenal, on the other hand, I don't think we pass the ball that fast these days. I think we try to force teams to sit back.
Yeah,
and literally play the entire, most of the game, at least we're trying to score in their half and keep forcing a lot of turnovers and set pieces and corners because they sit so deep. So we are getting, I don't know whether it's on purpose, but then again, why, if you have one of the best set piece takers, you have to leverage it. This guy, Rice, is a Rice on the money. Bro,
yeah,
almost every set piece is put in the right spot,
the right place, the right position, the right head.
I mean, I can't hate. We'll be creating open scoring chance with you, and the problem.
What do you feel about your striker, Gyökeres?
If we watch that Burnley game, you see how important he actually is. Because when he left the pitch, he looked like last season.
Who came up for him?
Marino came in for him. Yeah. I feel like we jumped to Arsenal so quick. Maybe it's my fault. But, yeah, Chelsea won their match easy. Easy money. Easy win. It happens every year. Tottenham is useless.
But,
for Arsenal Burnley, like I was saying, when Gyökeres came out, you will see the work he actually does there, like as a striker. Regardless of him not scoring, this guy occupies defenders throughout the game. You can't take your eyes off him because he's always moving and fighting. Even though I wish you would do less fighting and, you know,
more scoring,
movements and scoring. But it's okay. Like, he occupies them, helps Saka and Trossard find more space. Like Trossard and Saka, Saka has been in and out. Apparently, he was sick, but Trossard has been balling. Like, this is Trossard. I remember from when he just joined Arsenal, in Brighton. He's very, very active right now. The boy is active. He's balling out. I'm enjoying his football. And Gyökeres and Trossard probably had their best games of the season. Yeah, he scored one. I think that match, that was called a hat-trick. I don't know why Arteta took him out after first half. This guy's always doing some kind of mysterious, tactical, whatever. He took him out after first half. It's probably just load management though. I know we have a Champions League game and he's pretty much
our games. I can't relate.
I think it's just load management. Well, he took him after first half. I was scared he was injured. You see him on the bench, he seems fit. Jesus, they say Raya is doing work from home since I think Jesus is also working from home.
That's just how good you guys' defense is this season.
I don't know. Jesus will be back up. I'm glad he'll be back so he can give this guy a rest. But the person actually want to come back quickly, like, soon enough, is Havertz. I want to actually see how Havertz links up with Eze and Co. It would be nice.
I feel like the ball will be more fluid with Havertz than it is with Gyökeres.
I think so too. I'd be fantasizing about that, but let's see how it plays out. But I need Gyökeres to score more. I think he will. And I'm quite excited.
For some strange reason, he just doesn't look the same way he looked when he was in Sporting.
Yeah,
the way he moves, I don't know, man. It's like what the guy eats over this summer. It just looks like there's some weight he needs to reduce. There's something going on somewhere.
I think it's play style too, man, and league, of course. The level is higher. Like I said, we pegged his back a lot. There's not that much space in behind as there is with teams that actually, you know, play more open, free-flowing, just end-to-end soccer. We force teams back. Like, we force them into low blocks.
Into making mistakes, into corner kicks, into picking.
Yeah, it's fighting defense. See, that, see this Bournemouth game with Man City today. See how they are playing, the high line.
Yeah.
I'm very interested in seeing how Arsenal will play Bournemouth. Whether it will be as open as it was with City versus Bournemouth. Because now I'm like, say, okay, is it that, like, City is doing its own purpose, or Bournemouth is just more confident in coming out against City, or City is literally having them, letting them have
beat them. Yeah, let's beat them into
actually trying to, like, press them and cover them. Yeah, whether that's just a tactical. Because I remember Arsenal versus City. Pep was like, yeah, that was not his plan. But Pep did a lie. I don't know, because
why would tell you that he plans? So next time, that you don't know, see. May just reveal your tactics.
This guy was not even trying to win back the ball as much. Your City likes having the ball normally.
Mm-hmm.
That's normal. They let us have most of the possession. And today against versus Bournemouth, City. I think City has Bournemouth has 51%.
51% to City is 49%.
And that's happened a lot this season. I mean, it's no more a surprise. If I won't talk that's a surprise, but it's not really a surprise. They've done that, and I think that's actually getting the best out of Haaland, because now I've seen. Haaland from Dortmund and Haaland for
Haaland's best season.
Running behind as opposed to him staying absent throughout the match. Now he's getting the ball a lot more than he used to.
Yeah, him so, and that, what's that guy? Richeki or Mamouche, one of them. The connection there is beautiful.
She and Cherky.
They are
linking up pretty well.
I love it.
Yeah, before we even go to City, man, I'll finish us now. Yeah, but to me, the best player of that match versus Burnley was Rice. That Rice was everywhere. Everywhere, man.
That goal he scored, you see where he started running from?
Yeah.
Even guys looking left, looking right, looking left, looking just scanning.
You guys are an engine, bro. Yeah. A lot of time you see Burnley trying to break away. This guy will come from attack, run all the way back and take the ball. Also, the reason why I even think that the comparison between him and I said it's just a bit weird because they don't really play the same position these days. Six is actually Zubimendi, so Rice is more like an all action 8, box to box.
Okay,
yeah, you know, I think it's I don't really 100% quite agree, but some people like, what's the difference between Rice and Bellingham? The same box to box they need to.
Rice will give you more defensively. Bellingham is not bad, but Rice will give you more. Defensively, as much as it's giving you defensively, you'll give you that much attacking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bellingham, his game is more attack based than defense based.
Yeah, but he'll give you that. He'll give you some more like a lot of defensive cover as well. Shall Bellingham is a player. He'll tackle too. He'll fight. Yeah, he's very very complete. To me, he's obviously top. Maybe not last season, but overall, I still have him as top 3 midfielders in the world. That's why I still Premier League when I see that Caicedo thing. Chelsea fans have him as I've been seeing best people in the world. I'm like, bro, you don't see Vitinha, you don't see Bellingham, you don't see even Pedri. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, midfielders, day, man. It's not Caicedo.
But anyway, do you have any other point from the Arsenal game?
You guys try, Sha, but I mean, I need to see open play. Goals. As much as I'm seeing these set piece goals, I need to see like that Arsenal that made people like Arsenal. Like, I need to see that. Yeah, but barely, bro. That open play goal, did not start from set piece.
So, but it's still. it's still from Burnley set piece.
respect. So, you guys have mastered the art of scoring from your own set piece and scoring from. Okay, I like that. I like that. Your set piece coach. You guys need to give that guy one nice Christmas bonus.
Is it really him, or is it just the quality of Rice and Gabriel.
That guy joined up, please.
Rice and Gabriel are cheat codes when it comes to set piece. First of all, Rice delivery and
Gabriel's Ogo.
Both in defense and in attack. Gabriel is an ultimate cheat code in set piece today.
I used to think Saliba was the unicorn in that defense, but it's starting to look like it's Gabriel, man.
Even Timber. God, Timber is a monster.
Timber was the one that, when you guys got Timber, that was the one that paid me probably the most, because I thought he was coming to United. I thought we were going to get Lisandro Martinez and Timber in the same season, bro. And then literally two, three weeks after getting Martinez, I'm just saying that, oh, Timber has decided he wants to go to Arsenal. Yeah, that's messed up, yeah.
That's messed up.
The first match I saw him play, I think it was preseason before he got in. I think he got injured that preseason. First match, bro, under pressure, they give this guy one pass. Two attackers. Shoulder, use shoulder to drop shoulder on one attacker like this. Turned. I said, oh, God, see what we missed out on, man. Like, now we have Dalo. We could have had Timber. I said, man. Oh, God.
Timber is so good. To me,
that's a proper player.
He and Gabriel. I'm kind of undecided on who will be like my player of the year at this minute.
Not Declan.
Declan is there too, but Gabriel and Timber. It's a tough choice. When you're talking about the league, you have many players that are competing for, player of the year. Imagine when Saka actually comes back, because I don't think Saka's at his best yet. He missed a lot of open play chances today. Even chances he could have squared, he tried to shoot instead.
What was wrong with Saka, though? So something is happening these days.
They say he's been sick, though, so I'll give him benefit of doubt for now. It's not as if he's playing badly, he's just not really shining as much as... Yeah, I think he wants to score. I think he's trying to up his numbers. One person, Shah, that I feel like should relax on the selfishness is... Anyway, I can't relate on him. He's young. He's a small boy. But Wanyeri doesn't seem going to pass. He's always trying to shoot.
At that point, he wants to live here with something, because he doesn't get that many starts in the game. Or he just has to take his chances when he can. So I feel like that's where he's at.
To be fair, he comes off for the bench and we are winning. So maybe he just wants to put his name on the scoreboard. But anyway, let's move on to Man U versus, I guess, Man U, the team that would have gotten Timber, apparently.
And the team would
have gotten Gyökeres Current as well, according to Fabrizio Romano. So you prefer Sesko?
I prefer Mateta safe. I wish we got Mateta, honestly.
Mateta is good, though.
Mateta was my ideal striker going into this season. But I'll take Sesko, sir.
Sesko, I didn't think he had a good game last game, but his touch seems good. My problem with Sesko, I like Sesko, but why I had Gyökeres peeping him a bit was that Sesko will need time, for sure. And us, we don't get time. Because according to you guys, if you don't win league, we are the worst team in the world, so we have to win the league. And Sesko, you need a couple of years to develop, because he has talent for sure, but you can still see that small slight run.
It's too raw, yeah. But my thing with United is they keep making this mistake of buying these young strikers without having a seasoned striker for them to at least learn off of or something. Because there's never been a period before Højlund that's, man, you have just a young striker and then you're just telling him that's all. It's just you. You have to at least have one. At least somebody in their 30s, maybe 28, 27, at least, that they can learn off. So maybe when form is not good, you can sub them, you can bring someone on. That's why I really can't blame Højlund too much for how his last season or his last two seasons went at United. Because you have this guy that now his confidence is low. And then there's nobody for him to really give him advice on what to do in the box, So this might be the same thing that might happen with Sesko. I was thinking when we get Sesko, we will at least have Højlund. Two of them will be fighting for that position. We're going to sell Højlund. So now, Sesko, if he doesn't keep his head up, he might just fall in that same boat that Højlund fell in. And then nothing, you know, he can't learn from anybody. His confidence will go lower. Those Old Trafford, the way Man U fans are kind of like, the way we treat players, one or two matches that are not playing well, guy, it's bad, man.
What about King Zexy?
Ah, God, I don't know why we don't play that boy, man. That's my, when that guy says a 9.5, bro, that's a real 9.5, bro. That guy, in that match, that's why Amorim, I really can't 100% go on his side, because you're losing the match 2-1. Make an attacking sub, because everybody could see that Sesko was not having a good game.
Yeah.
Bring on Zexy. Let's see, maybe if hold up play might suit us better. Because Zexy is great on the ball. Let's see, and then we have finishers in Mbeumo and Kunya. Kunya too was also having not his best game. But like, you can make chances. Chances can come up out of this. In the end, he's making defensive subs. I don't know, man. I'm a rim guy. He still has a lot to convince us.
All in all, I actually think you guys had a better game overall. That first half, bro, you guys were smoking cigar and bowling Nottingham Forest, but they were not playing anything. Even though they were trying, I was actually surprised that Sean Dyche didn't really go for his more typical pack the bus and this thing. He seemed to be trying to get at Man U more.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he did not get the memo that Man U are now good, apparently. So he was trying.
No, yeah, he spoke about us now. He was saying that if he had Amorim's job, that he definitely won't be in the position Amorim was in. This is last season when he was on the podcast. Okay. So I feel like he had a point to prove. Like now, yeah, it's you versus Amorim. But yeah, sure, that's the way they talk about now. So,
yeah. You are going up, man. Okay. Not playing like people that have been struggling to win games. This is
yeah, exactly.
Moving to that first half, I think you guys are like picking them apart, like actually balling. Honestly, one thing I would say, even though you put good aggregate on the league, that plus one is making me feel like, this guy's actually good. Watching the games, I can definitely see how Manu has improved over time.
Yeah.
And even the season before. Even since you guys finished third with Ten Hag. So many games left, even the ones you put one, I'm like, bro, how did Manu win that game? It was by the odd goal or they have been
one out of the Sheffield brilliance or something.
Yeah. Like teams are literally dominating. Teams that had no right to be even Manu are dominating Manu.
I told Trafford too. Come to our...
That was a lot, but this season, I really haven't seen that, to be honest. It's been more like, okay. Make sure it's easy to bypass and everything, but there's more attacking impetus in your game. You guys have become definitely a much more dangerous outfit this season.
True,
for sure.
True.
Grimsby game apart, I would say, no, you guys have not been, even that game, Shaigo, people are not outclassed, but I mean, for the fact that they beat you guys and they were addiction, this is wild. But yeah, I haven't seen a game where you guys are completely like dominated, as was the case like in previous seasons. Yet.
Okay.
So there's definitely been some improvements.
That Man City gave us 3-0, have we?
Yeah, but it's not like they completely destroyed you guys, regardless. I'm not like, I just general play. I don't think they had the
Okay, I feel that. Yeah, it's definitely better than anything we've seen in the last Ten Hag and the last 3-4 years, man. But it's more direct for sure. I just need Kunya to calm down. I know he's trying to get those goals. Yeah, he's a beautiful footballer, but somehow he just needs to relax. He's shooting from everywhere, and then those shots are not doing anything for the team. Yeah.
I mean, some of your targets.
That's it, bro. Shot on target. If you're a betting man, you can bet Kunya shot on target. It doesn't. You will probably win money, but as far as we are Kunya to score, it's looking unlikely.
What do you think of Okay, yeah, you really too much talk of Dalot. You think Dalot is fake, apparently.
Good. Dalot, man, I don't understand Dalot. Because there are some games I'm like, bro, this guy, there's still something here that we can work with. But then he just shuts off in defense. Like, you're a defender that is shutting off in defense. That second goal, they scored us. This ball bounced right in front of Dalot. He saw it bounce, and then he's like, his mind is somewhere else. So by the time he now reacts, the attacker has collected the ball, taking the touch and scored. So his reaction time, man, is bad. It's bad.
Yeah, I mean, I've been hearing he's a very technically astute footballer. I see it sometimes, but I don't see it consistently enough.
Yeah. You see how nothing really ever flows through that left side?
Mm-hmm.
When he's on that left side, nothing ever really flows through that left side. It's always through that Ahmad Mbeumo wing, to the point where Konya will start moving into the middle so that team can get involved with that play. Because if they want to build up from that left side with Dalo there, very hard to use.
Mbeumo is looking like a very quality signing, though. Even though I criticized you guys spending all that money on both Mbeumo and Konya when you guys have Bruno. Because I still feel like I would have been a better piece of business if you bought those two and sold Bruno to Saudi and got like a proper midfielder and or play Bruno in attack and not spend all that money on, you know, basically play Bruno how they play in Portugal.
Yeah.
Because regardless of how they're playing now, you guys still look pretty light in the middle of the park.
Yeah. So, it's starting to look a little better than it did when we first started. Like this Bruno Casemiro double pivots.
Mm-hmm.
When it first happened this beginning of the season, the first like 4 or 5 matches, it was bad. I feel like now they're starting to gel a little bit better. But Bruno started accepting that I'm an 8. I don't need to be scoring and assisting everybody anymore. So he's sitting back more than he was. Yeah. I still feel like we still need to sell him. Like this is the prime time for him to get sold. However, he has just done so much for us that it's one of those things that we'll let him live on his own terms when he's ready. Yeah, we should lose. That guy has sacrificed too much for us to just, you know, just throw him out like that. But if he's ready to go to Saudi, I won't be mad at that sale, man. I know we'll get at least 70 million from Bruno.
That makes sense. Didn't they come for... Didn't they like put down 100 million or something like that? I heard that
yes, at the end of last season. And then Bruno was now doing reverse psychology. He said, I love the club, but if the club wants me to go, I'll go. All this kind of So if he now leaves, you now let's not blame him for leaving. Let's blame the club. He thinks he's smart. I respect him, Sha, but some more. To the point where I'm like, I'd rather sell Bruno now than Casemiro.
Really?
I'll sell Bruno before I sell Casemiro.
Wow. Okay, that's interesting.
Casemiro is not an 8. Casemiro is a 6. We need a midfield with a 6. We know Casemiro. We know what he can.
What about are you guys not trying to buy Baleba?
I don't want that guy. You know what's funny? I was using highlights to watch him last season, so I was like, man, this is the best thing to happen this season. I said, you know what? Let me actually just watch Brighton 90 minutes,
mm-hmm.
bro. They hook this guy almost every match I've watched him play. They're hooking him at halftime. They're hooking him 15 minutes in. He's finishing the match. Bro, they'll try to say that it's because his mind is set on Man U. That's why he's playing. what type of player is that one? His mind is set on that team.
Reduce price for Man U.
So he's doing us a favor.
Yeah, so I'm actually trying to like reduce the buying price.
Oh, yeah, no. This is a player that I feel like he won't be, you know, Man U pressure. If this guy goes through quarter of what Pogba went through, mm-hmm. bro, he will fold. He will fold. I don't think he can.
Someone I think is performing well, though, is besides Mbeumo and Co. Lamens, the boy is Schmeichel in disguise.
Are you Schmeichel in disguise?
Crazy saves. I think the composure. Mm-hmm. And I think he brings a calm aura about him. Like,
it's a very boring goalkeeper. I love that.
That's probably what you guys needed. Not the highlights, real saves that maybe Onana will give sometimes. And then all of a sudden, you give one bozo moment the next. Sometimes you just need as a keeper, someone who just come and compose. You don't really want to be doing a.
I want my keeper to be boring. I like a boring keeper. If ball is coming and an attacker is coming, just boot it away. Don't be trying to find nearest man that will let me pass the ball out. Nah, man.
Yeah, I don't mind that either. See, Raya, if you get the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm. And then someone crosses the ball, and this guy is coming out to claim the ball. I love it.
Yeah.
Onana is always trying to punch ball.
And he's pretty young for his for the maturity he's actually showing. Anyway, though, let's talk about Haaland and Bournemouth. There's no point in saying Man City versus Bournemouth anymore. Man City versus Man City.
That guy is good.
Haaland FC. This guy has 90% of that. Just a couple from other players. It's insane. I don't think I've seen any. After 10 games, I've not seen a bigger carry job than this.
I feel like they've all accepted that one more. This is the go-to. You know, people like Foden, Mamouche, those guys, they probably have strong care that, me too now, I can also score. I feel like now everybody has accepted that more. Haaland is your guy.
Is every ball goes towards Haaland?
He has to.
Everything. It's crazy. He's literally single-handedly keeping them in the title race right now.
Mm-hmm. His strength and pace, it doesn't make sense.
AI production, guys. It was produced by Sora. I don't understand.
It pisses me off that we don't have Osimhen playing in the Premier League, because I feel like Osimhen is probably the only other striker that is just built like that, like Haaland. Osimhen.
Osimhen, yeah, bro. Like, I'll always say this. I think Premier League clubs missed a trick on Osimhen.
Bro,
it makes no sense.
He's tailored for this league, man. He's tailored for this league.
Yeah, it would have been a nice. Honestly, for Arsenal, Chelsea, or Man U, any of those teams, would have been a big, big, big improvement. Hopefully Gyökeres comes good, but I ain't gonna lie, I would have taken Osimhen.
Imagine if Man U bought Osimhen now. That would be Ahmad, Mbeumo, Osimhen going to AFCON. We'll go from whatever position, right, to like 18th.
I'm pretty sure like AFCON comes into the decision-making of these top coaches.
Yeah.
They buy players, no key.
I know he had an interview referencing it recently, Amorim, that he said, man, yeah, we knew it was a problem when we bought them, but I think I don't know what he said after that, Shaboy.
Sometimes the quality is just too much that you can't just.
Yeah, you can't deny it.
Anyway, that game is not really. Bournemouth, it's kind of the same as the VR game. Like all these mid teams that believe they can play high line and come out and like high press, like bigger teams. I like the confidence sometimes, but when it doesn't come off, you're like, yeah, this is why you're not at the level of these other teams, really. Because Haaland was eating. Honestly, on paper, you can see if you play that kind of high line, bro, like he's gonna eat that defense up. Too much space running to
giving Haaland space. Oh my god.
Like I feel like everyone knows how Bournemouth plays these days. I guess that was a very easy decision for Guardiola. He has actually evolved as a coach. This is rare. This is weird. See him play like this.
Yep.
I mean, respect to him though, but
the guy has gone back to like the old school style of playing football.
Yeah, I think I'm still coming to terms with it. Because part of the reason that made him great was like, you know what? I'm not adjusting my tactics. I'm making the opposition adjust to me.
And to me, bam. Yep. Ever since he started coaching, that's what it has always been.
Yeah, so does this make him a greater coach? Because not doing this made him arguably one of the GOATs. So doing this now.
When Guardiola moves to another team, I'll finally accept that he's probably the best coach to ever coach the game. It's because he's in Man City right now. I'm just not going to say that.
He's the best team now. You mean move to a smaller team?
No, just move anywhere that is not Man City, Arsenal, or Liverpool. Then I can say you're the best coach. As of now, my tongue is tied. I can't say he's the best coach ever because I have ties to Ferguson. But Guardiola is great, man. That guy is insane.
I feel like I'm just struggling, like bro. Like I think it's my football, like my innate football beliefs. I'm like, bro, like this is not you, my guy.
Guardiola made almost every coach that's getting keeper that will pass from the back. He was the first one to do that thing.
I left them.
And yet, that's what I'm saying. He has reversed. He has gone back to the original way of playing football.
This guy left Johan Cruyff, tiki-taka, false nine, ball playing. I literally bought...
Tall striker, 6-4 striker.
And traditional goalkeeper. Mm-hmm. In an Italian traditional goalkeeper, for that matter.
Bam, the main one.
Main one, like, holding this himself.
You get the ball, boot that shit out, man. Let my striker bring it down. From there, we'll connect, we'll find a way to...
It's very interesting to see how he's evolved. I guess, hopefully he does not win the league, because if he wins the league like this, go for a beat.
Oh, that'd be like 69 or something.
Yeah, I know. He cannot win the league like this, bro. What the hell?
You show you that this Premier League is just joking with it.
Anyway, I don't think there's more to be said in that one, because Haaland is just eating up his league. He has turned it to Farmers League, his own personal Farmers
League. I know he's on par to beat Alan Shearer's record for quickest 200 goals in fewest matches.
He might not beat the Premier League record, because I feel like he has signed like 100 years deal with Man City. Because I look, saw him going to Madrid at some point. But now Mbappe is...
That's true.
He's turning to a striker. Mbappe is pretty much another Haaland at this point, to be honest.
What stops Barcelona from getting, apart from money?
Barcelona should go and get Osimhen.
Hey, God. And they will fit, too.
It's possible. I think they can get him. Or maybe Rashford can become their nine.
If they want to be serious enough to challenge other proper teams, they can't use Rashford as a nine. Unfortunately. They can challenge Elche and Aiba with Rashford as a nine, but not against a City or Co.
This is a good transition. Because I saw Barcelona versus Elche. I think Rashford played pretty well.
Yeah, he played well. You don't
think he'd be a good enough replacement for Lewandowski as a nine? I know there was a point where there was a discourse about Rashford being a nine.
That guy is annoying, because in my view, he was saying that I'm a natural left winger, I'm not a nine, this and that. Now he has gone to Barcelona, he's saying, I can play across the whole front three. Wherever they want to play me, I'll play there. His mouth has changed a little bit.
I think he has the qualities. Even though I don't know if he's the strongest, but I mean, I know he's strong. He's adequately strong. And he can shoot. He has good movement too.
Shooting technique is there.
It's exquisite. It's beautiful. Maybe he can even teach Yamaha how to take free kick.
I don't know how long Yamaha has left in his playing career.
He had his playing career.
They said that Yamal has HIV. They said he has permanent groin injury. I said, I said that hernia, not one type of sports hernia, but people are saying that one is cover up for what it really is. But
well done. So these Instagram only fans girls, man. I don't know why players be. I get why, honestly.
I get why. Yeah, you're making 170,000 a week. Even though you don't do it every time, you guys at least experiment at least once.
Fair play, honestly. I see it.
Respect, nah,
but,
man.
But it's crazy. Even Vinny,
this is what the game needs.
It's Vinny as well. I've been seeing Vinny. Vinny has his own movements. He's active as well in those streets.
This is what the game needs, man. I miss those days of like... There used to be a time when Ronaldo was in Man U, where you see, Ronaldo, Anderson, and Nani were caught in an orgy party. Yeah, to Ronaldo's house. Or this one is sleeping with this one's wife. John Terry, Ryan Giggs is sleeping with his brother's wife.
The legend.
We need that. We need that in football again, bro. That's his heritage.
That's why I can't be hating on. I don't like why he's talking about. I mean, he's young, Shab.
This is the perfect time for him to do all these things right now and then get it out of his system.
Okay, I know he scored today. I think you see the goal. I'm not sure whether it was in high school, but I trust him. I'm pretty sure he
can. I didn't see it either. I only saw that Rashford goal.
Yeah, I saw Rashford. I started watching the game from 2, I think it's 2-1. So I saw Rashford's goal. I saw the stats, yeah. It did not seem like they had the best game. That the high line looks like a keep is still a problem, because Elche had a lot of chances, a lot. Because I know I saw one of them hit the bar once, because I've easily equalized. I'm afraid to say this, but like, I think right now it looks like this league is Madrid's own, because Madrid is really, really good.
Is it Madrid that is really good or Mbappe?
Mbappe is really good, but Bellingham had a very good game. And Vinny, even the match where he was fighting everybody, he actually balled.
Against Barca?
Yeah, he actually balled the hell out.
But Mbappe, that was probably where the frustration came from.
He snatched his chain.
This is my team now. This is my team now, man.
Now, Mbappe right now, best player in the world.
For sure.
Best player in the world.
For sure.
Yeah, but I mean, I know Haaland and Harry Kane will have something to say about that, but...
Harry Kane. Haaland right now is producing goals, but Harry Kane is just... His all-round football is crazy, man.
Okay, Harry Kane probably has the best all-round football.
Yeah.
But I just feel like maybe it's from previous years, but I just feel like Mbappe can be unstoppable. I think he can be unstoppable in some games. But Harry Kane has the best all-round game, but no.
This guy dropped back. Six, to collect.
Is it eight?
Five.
Nine. He's everything.
And the point is that he's doing all of this thing without speed. Like, he's not the fastest player. He just has football sense, bro. Football IQ.
IQ is
something else.
He's beyond, like, normal levels.
Mm-hmm.
He's approaching God state right now. Like, it's as if, you always say someone is aging like wine. He's maturing. He's learning.
Yep.
That's Harry Kane. His touch.
I feel like the only other English player I've seen complete like this was probably Rooney.
Yeah, when Rooney was
Rooney was good.
Rooney's range of passing. Harry Kane, yeah, the same thing. Like, Harry Kane's range of passing.
Mm-hmm. Defending, attacking.
His pause up. But they even control tempo. Bro, you're saying, like, I can also be, I can be your Robbie, I can be your Busquets, I can be your Xavi, I can be your Ozil, and I can also end up being your R9. he's
baller.
He's a baller.
Baller.
But yeah, I know that in the previous episode, I was like, I wonder how, if you keep up with that with like Musiala out, because Musiala usually is the one doing most of those
end
responsibilities.
He's still injured, is he?
Yeah, but I think he's coming back soon.
That injury was bad, sir. Oof.
Yeah, I was there live.
That's true. Bad, dude. So you're probably the reason. You need to stop going to go and watch. Hey, just stick to like a Yimba and code. Go watch your local but don't go watch mine, you are big.
But yeah, man. Nah. Bayern Munich, probably the best team in the world right now, man. So that's not the reason why I kind of put Mbappe above. Besides, actually, I think I'm unstoppable. He can be stopped, Sha, because I think it depends a lot on that his pace. I don't know if he has the kind of like level of control that Harry Kane has right now. But yeah, his pace is just too much, man. That's why I have him number one.
And get also, Madrid,
I don't think Madrid is I think he's actually carrying Madrid. I know Kane. Yes. I think Olise is pulling the heck out. Like, so not just Kane. So I think Kane is like the cherry on the cake for Bayern Munich. Whereas I think Mbappe and Haaland are actually carrying. Actually, it's a very tough this thing. Maybe I was unfair by saying Mbappe is out on his own, because Haaland is carrying City. Mbappe is carrying Madrid. But Kane, I would say, is carrying Bayern, but to me, he's the most complete out of all of them.
He connects Bayern. He makes Bayern sit like, he makes them play how they should play.
Exactly.
He's not carrying them, but because he'll do that thing when he gives them the ball, but he's the connecting piece in that whole scenario.
Olise too.
Olise balling,
Do you have any hot take?
Omo. Mine is Sakamoto. God. Let's count our losses now with Ruben. And because I've seen they just sacked it. Who's this coach? They just sacked recently.
Bro, which club?
Is it Leeds? Does the coach just literally sack like yesterday or 2 days ago?
I think I saw that on ESPN. I think they sacked somebody. Is it West Ham's coach?
I think so. I'm not sure.
West Ham's coach.
This 3-year plan they have with Amorim, I hope it's just a bluff. I hope it's one of those things that we're just saying this to, you know, give him confidence and then also make the team stop attacking him, because he's like, if they feel like they can get rid of him, then they'll play anyhow. So let them, honestly speaking, I'll count my losses with that guy. The only thing that will make him stay is if he can be more fluid with his game style.
Amorim.
Yeah, not every day 3-4-3. Sometimes, look at the team you're playing against. You can adjust. You should be allowed. Pep Guardiola, every 5 games, the formation changes. You never, like, the formation is not the same formation throughout the season. You have to adjust with in-game too.
Yeah, I don't think it's not only about formation, really. Mm-hmm. It's how you want your team to play, the idea. Like, you want them to be a heavy pressing team, a heavy passing team.
Counter-attack, football, different.
Set-piece team, anyone. Like, yeah, it is not, you don't have to, like, get yourself, like, too hung up on one formation.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but I mean, last, you guys are getting better. We'll see how we continue with the three at the back or whatnot. Yeah, but no matter the formation, as long as you guys are playing well, defending as a team, attacking as a team, you guys always threaten anybody. Last couple of games, I think one thing I've noticed is the intensity has definitely improved this season compared to previous ones.
What I love about Cunha is even if he's not having the best game attacking, you will see Cunha drop back and he's actually like trying his best to defend, to help the team. Him and Mbeumo, they actually try to help the team defend.
Yeah,
he needs to get that from Garnacho.
Cunha is a very hard working player.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but my do I have any hot takes, Seth? I mean, she's not a hot take at this point. But, yeah, don't worry. Don't worry about Arsenal. But I feel like if Arsenal wins the Premier League or maybe wins the Champions League, could Gabriel be the...
Very good.
Ballon d'Or winner?
You said it. What about Ballon d'Or?
Gabriel Malanga, what do they call his name? Gabriel, our defender. This man could be a... What if he ends up being a Ballon d'Or winner?
Winner. don't please me.
Think about it. This man is probably the most dangerous set-piece player in this set-piece era we're just entering right now.
I can see him getting top 3 Ballon d'Or shouts, but not the winner.
Champions League. And Gabriel keeps up this scoring rate and his danger in the boxes. Bro, come on.
No, but Ballon d'Or need to make an award for each position. That's what they need to do.
Actually, I agree with that. But now they don't have it, Gabriel.
Because now they can say that, oh, Gabriel is doing this because he has a great partner in Saliba beside him.
Yeah. And did they create?
Because if Gabriel was matched up with someone like... Who they mess up? Who they mess up these days? Let's say Gabriel was matched up with 2021 Harry Maguire, 2022 Harry Maguire. He won't.
Like two of them. Two of them will knock it together.
Bam. At some point, it will happen. It will have to happen.
Concussion will happen. Ah.
Saliba's composure. He's more composed than Gabriel on the ball.
Reminds me of like that's like Ramos. Yeah, Gabriel is basically like Ramos. This like
he's Ramos. The one that would die for the team, man. Like
that's true.
Attacking and defending.
I just think if we actually continue like this as we are right now, the only thing that can stop Gabriel is the World Cup. I just remember this right now. It's the World Cup here next year.
Injury.
Now I'm just saying, assuming we keep this, I'm actually win.
Okay,
we win, say Champions League and Prem. Only thing for winning Ballon d'Or
is World Cup.
World Cup.
He did get called up for Brazil's last group of games.
He's become a very key player for Brazil, unlike the year, last year. Yeah, Brazil actually has his partnering defender?
Militao.
Yeah, Militao. Yeah, bro, that's solid center back period.
Yeah, that's God. That's actually bad, man.
Or else Ancelotti misbehaves and starts Marquinhos.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I mean, Champions League winner.
I beg. And then, what's the name again? They actually have very good defenders, man. Van de Ven, Van Dijk, and this guy.
Timber. Speaking of Van Dijk, Van Dijk is starting to look for Gazi Delight too.
I'm not good at it, man.
He's not the best defender at Prem anymore. That one is for sure. Mm. Yep. I feel like Gaye is better than Van Dijk as of this moment.
Right now, hell yeah.
Saliba and Gabriel are both better than Van Dijk as of this moment. This season, De Ligt is playing better than Van Dijk as a defender. Who else? Yeah. Just, maybe it's a form thing. Maybe it's an age thing. Maybe attackers have figured him out that this guy is always back to go.
He needs to focus on defending and stop shouting at Kekes.
Bam.
Kekes is struggling.
Bam. That's the main thing.
He's forming this thing, commander. That's a shout.
Now attackers are here shooting. They'll see Van Dijk backing. They'll just shoot. Who's going to try? Hold on, your shadow marking, I beg. Nobody has time for that rubbish, man.
I feel like we've covered most topics for today, actually. Unless you have something you want to talk about specifically. Let me see. Anyway, we know Bayern is running away with Bundesliga. I don't even think there's any. It was interesting league. Probably now is Serie A. I guess Serie A and Prem. That one is not sure. Serie A, Napoli, Milan.
How did Bayern even go about recruiting Kompany? Like, how did they see Kompany relegate Burnley and say, you know what, we want that guy?
But even me, even though I got Ten Hag, I was like, you see, Ten Hag and Kompany, they might go somewhere else and actually shine because their tactics just does not fit the team they're in. Because Burnley was always trying to tiki taka their way through everything.
Yeah, they just didn't have the quality.
Yeah, but they dominated the championship. This is before. So you could tell he's one of those coaches that my way or the highway, like, bro, I'm playing this side, I'm passing out of the back, I'm going, doing this no matter what. I guess
there's the clip of him coaching Zegzi, because I can't remember where, I don't know how him and Zegzi, man, that clip, he was attacking Zegzi. You need to do this so you get out of my team.
You will never make it.
Bro, that's basically what he was saying. That I topped you up and you're frowning. Who do you think you are? Oh boy, it was going in on Zexy. Damn.
Imagine if this guy, Tottenham player, did that to him.
Ah. Yeah, that just fancy. You will call him back. Come on, how can I be talking to you? Okay.
I'm actually worried about them. That's the biggest reason I'm not confident in Arsenal actually winning Champions League, because they look.
Are you guys playing them anytime soon?
Yeah, very soon. I think our next game. No, there are next two games probably. Wait, we're gonna play them.
You guys, you're greedy. You won't carry Premier and Champions League together. Like, wow, pick one.
Bro, we go for everything, man. Even Carabao Cup, save at this point. How many years? The match up trophy. We got to everything with the match up.
Meanwhile, someone like Slot is here complaining that other teams are too, they're playing too many high balls over the top that they cannot defend it.
I think the Dutch manager thing at this point, they are very blunt. They just say whatever is in their head.
Yeah, excuses. They've never come out to take, you know what, I think I got my tactics wrong. It's always the other team doing something that they were not supposed to do.
Yeah, man. Well, Hugo, it's been fun chatting, man.
Yes, boss. Yeah,
hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. Not just the subscribe. I'm saying a lot of people subscribing, but I'm not seeing a lot of comments. Tell us what you think.
Tell them to click the link. Go point out where you go put the link.
Exactly. Click the link, subscribe, and leave your comment. Tell us what you don't agree with, what you agree with, and also maybe what you want us to discuss. It's been nice. See you later.
My brother, take it easy now.
Bet.